Rise and shine, mind shots. You might be wondering where you are. But not to worry, baby. Last night I gave you a little tiny bit of something to help you sleep and stay asleep. And then, well, then I moved you here to this room. It's lovely, isn't it, baby? I made it all by myself. But why, you must be asking? And why can you smell gas? Well, it's simple, really. It's time to play another game. Except this time, it's not hide and seek. You're in an escape room. That's right, baby. You heard that correctly. You're in an escape room. Designed just for you. This is your chance at redemption, at showing me just how committed to us you really are. It sounds easy though, right, baby? Of course it does. That's because I know you're already a part of me, just like I'm a part of you now, together, forever. So this will just be for fun, won't it, sweetheart? I can't wait to see you tackle these situations in order for you to make it to the very end, to your escape. So first things first, baby. We're going back towards the beginning. Do you remember? That day when I saved you. When I took you away from our former lives. That was filled with things and people who were trying to keep us apart. You remember what I did for you, baby, right? What I did for us so we could be together. I wasn't going to let anything stand in our way, or anyone. Not then and not now. That's right. I see your eyes are lit up with joy just thinking about it. I burned down the school. For us. And people thought we burned down with it. But now it's your turn to prove your devotion. To prove that you see us the same way that I see us. As soulmates. Destined to be together for all of time. So your first task is to do what I did. To fight fire with fire. You see the long room in front of you? It's hot in there, isn't it, baby? And it's only going to get hotter. The room itself is made of concrete, but the floor is made out of wood, and the wood is soaked in gas. And as soon as you're ready, I'll push a button that will light the corner of the room on fire. But the fire will spread quickly, which means you need to be faster. There's some fireman's gear, including the boots. That's why you don't have any shoes on, you see. And a bat to the left of where you are. Hurry up and put on the gear, and then make it across the room with the bat and bust through the door. If you don't put the gear on first, you'll burn alive. But just remember, if you forget the bat, the thing you need to get out, you'll never find it again through all the flames and smoke, and you'll die just as surely that way too. But we don't want that, do we, baby? So stay calm and collected. I know you can do it. For me. For us. Good luck, my love. Let the games begin. Good. That's right, baby. Keep moving. Keep moving. You can do it. I'm so proud of you. Look at how quickly and efficiently you're putting on that fireman's gear. Oh. Wrong way, baby. Turn the jacket around. Good. Perfect. You look so sexy in that gear, sweetheart. I might have to beg you to pose for me for my very own personal fireman's calendar. 12 months of pictures filled with the sexiest firefighter a girl could ask for. Now go, go. You're running out of time. Did you forget something? Good boy. Now do you walk straight through the flames? You're no amateur, I see. Yes, that's right, baby. Walk around the flames as best as you can. Good. Good. Perfect. This is so exhilarating. And I'm so damn proud of you, my love. You made it to the door. Now beat through it with everything you have in you. Swing the bat. For us, baby. Then you'll be one step closer to the end. To me. Come on, baby.
Harder.
Yes. You're so close. I can taste it. You did it. That's right. Now walk through the second door there and close it behind you. When you do, any oxygen left in the room will be sucked from it, and the water sprinklers will go off to douse the fire out. Perfect. I knew you could do it, baby. Everything is so easy when you think about our future together.
Isn't it?
Yes, yes. You see the next door? That's where your next task will be. Consider this section in between the two doors like a little break. But for now, take off the fireman's gear, including the boots, and leave the bat. You won't be needing them for the next task. Trust me. Now, do you remember what happened in the next part of our story, baby? The next part of our forever together? I can see the recognition in your eyes. Yes, the warehouse. We spent our first times completely alone. Just you and I. There. It was so lovely finally having you all to myself. Being able to take care of you and feed you all your favorite things. But then, well, then that situation happened, and you felt you needed to wander about in order to protect yourself, regardless of how dangerous it was. But that's because you're such an empathetic guy, aren't you, baby? But you stepped on glass, didn't you, my love? You hurt yourself. I was so upset that day. But I found you, of course. And bandaged your feet and got you all back to tip-top shape. That's why we need each other, right, baby? So we can be there for each other in our times of need. And that's why I'm going to help you get through the next task. You see, we can't prove we've learned anything if we don't retrace our steps and show that we have. And now it's time to move forward, isn't it, baby? So go ahead and open the door to the next room and close it behind you. You can probably already tell what you need to do here, can't you, baby? You're so smart. But I'll say it just so we're clear. So pay attention. For this next task, you're going to have to walk through glass. I know what you're thinking, baby. What if the glass cuts you too deep and you bleed out? But don't worry, baby. That won't happen. You see, the glass this time isn't long enough to pierce that deep. It's just going to hurt. Just a little bit. But that's all part of the process. You understand, right? Good. Good. So your task is to simply walk from one side of the room to the other, where the door is. And well, there's no way around the glass, is there? It's on almost every inch of the floor. And you're not allowed to move it to the side with anything. Because, well, it's adhered to the floor. And you're not allowed to take your clothes off. No matter how much I might enjoy it. And anyway, I know you're not a cheater. Are you? That's right. You don't need to cheat. Because our love is enough to get you through anything. So baby, when you're ready, you'll have 2 minutes to get from one side of the room to the other. The door is closed, but all you have to do is turn the knob and open it to get out. But if you don't make it there within the 2 minutes, well, the door locks closed forever. And I'll have to leave you in there all alone, without me. But I know that you'll never let that happen, will you, baby? We need to be together in the end. And that means you're going to get through this, aren't you, my love? That's right. Okay, baby. On that count of 10, I'll start the timer. Are you ready? Of course you are, because it's one step closer to us being together again, isn't it? Now, in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go! Baby, remember not to take too much time thinking about the task at hand. You didn't forget about that game of hide and seek we played, did you? That's right. Now you remember. You only have so much time before you run out. Good. Yes. Stop moving, baby. Don't think about it. You got this, my love. That's because you believe in you and I together, in our connection that we share. And you're doing so well. I'm so proud of you. Look at you showing me all your love and dedication that you have. All the devotion you have for us as kindred spirits, as soulmates. I could watch you show your love for the two of us all day. You don't even look like you're struggling, baby. You've decided it doesn't matter what the task is. You'll do it for me, for us. God, I love you so fucking much, baby. 20 seconds left. You're almost there. I know you can do it. You must do it. Come on, sweetheart. Just a little bit more. Your feet are barely even bleeding. 5, 4, 3. Yes! Good job, baby. That was a cakewalk, wasn't it? Now, outside of the next room, near the door, you'll see some disinfectant spray. Spray your feet with that, because I don't want you to get an infection. And when you're all done, because I know you'll make it through all the tasks, won't you, baby? I'll treat your wounds properly. You know I love being your little nurse. Good. Now slide on those slippers. And when you're ready, walk into the next room. Good. Barely taking any time, I see. You're already ready to start the next task. But this room is nostalgic, isn't it? I see the recognition in your eyes, sweetheart. This looks like the motel room we stayed in that night, doesn't it? You got to enjoy your favorite food and my favorite drink. And then we made love. But then you tried to leave. I know, it's okay. That's in the past now. But remember, this is your redemption. So for this task, you need to remember what my favorite drink is. You see three bottles laid out on the table before you. One of them, the one that is my favorite, contains the key to unlock the door to this room and to the outside, should you choose. But in order to get the key, you have to drink the entire contents of the bottle that you think is filled with my favorite all-time drink. The other two bottles that aren't, well, they're filled with poison. So if you get it wrong, then you die. And you have to choose one, of course. But I know you'll get it right, won't you, baby? Because you know me. Because part of being us means being a part of me, doesn't it? And that's a natural thing to know as soulmates, isn't it? Good. Good. You're probably thirsty too after all your hard work so far, baby. Aren't you? So this makes sense. So when you're ready, choose your poison. Oh, and you have 30 seconds or I blow the entire room to pieces. Don't look scared, my love. There's no challenge without a little danger, is there? And it's just a formality, baby. You got this. I know you do. Because I know you know me. So this will be easy, right? All right, enough talking. Ready? Go. Tick-tock, sweetheart. That one. You think so, baby? Are you sure, sweetheart? Oh, you changed your mind. Uncertainty won't when you point here, my love. Choose now. You have 10 seconds to drain all of the liquid from its container. 5, 4, 3, 2. Good boy. I'm so fucking proud of you, baby. You did it. I just knew you would. That's why we're perfect together. We're soulmates, aren't we? Now, over there is the bed if you'd like to lay down for a while and wait for me. Or, there's the door. You have the key, sweetheart. It's your choice. And this isn't called an escape room for nothing, is it? I have to go for now. I hope I'll see you later. I love you, baby.
Sweetheart, oh sweetheart, what have Okay. 3 months we've been in our home together. 3 fucking months. And after all that, after everything we've shared together, you tried to run from me again. I'm disappointed in you, baby. So fucking disappointed. The escape rooms, they were a game. They were for fun. But the end of it, the suggestion to wait for me,
that was supposed to be your redemption.
All you had to do was wait for me to come for you. It was simple.
So fucking simple.
And this,
this
was supposed to be a pit that never, ever got used. And yet here we are. I offered you reparations, a chance to undo the past, to make former indiscretions right. That night you tried to run away from me at the motel. That hurt me so much. God, you have no idea how much that hurt me, my love. But I could understand why you did it. I could understand you.
Because I love you.
Because we're soulmates. But things are different now, baby.
Things were supposed to be different.
I give you a chance to redo that memory. That memory that hurts me so deeply. To show me that what we have together, that it's special to you too.
To us. And you failed.
Now here you are, lying down there in this fucking pit. You've been such a good boy these last 3 months. I could count on you. We were a team. It was you and I against the world. Kindred spirits.
Until now.
And to think, I felt so silly for doing this little exercise. This stupid fucking game. For creating this pit down here below. A place you'd only fall into if you tried to run again. I thought you'd never try it. Not now. Not after everything. And you had me believing that you finally trusted in me completely. Finally trusted in us. I thought to myself, there's no way I'll ever need this shithole. It's just as a precaution, a formality.
And yet there you are.
Down there, alone, like a fucking moron. Fuck! I didn't mean that, baby. I didn't mean that. I'm sorry. Tell me, my love. Does all that whimpering and crying mean you've hurt yourself? Your leg. You think it's broken. What a tragedy. My poor baby. Down there alone. All by your lonesome. Without me. Well, my love, I promise you, your leg doesn't hurt nearly as much as you've hurt me again tonight. But I can see that you're bleeding. You know I love you more than anything, baby. That will never change. But tell me, please, what are you going to do with all that blood loss, sweetheart? 3 months we've been in our home together. 3 fucking months. Learning about each other. Our wants and needs. Our likes and dislikes. Our wants and desires. Laughing together. Crying together. Falling in love deeper and deeper. Together. We were finally a perfect rendition of vines in all their gloriousness. We had that oneness that people can only dream of, that you only find in fairy tales. And so, I finally let my guard down because I trusted you again. I believed in you. I believed in us and what we had together. Something you should have done from the start. Something you should have done today. So I let my guard down ever so slightly. And you, fuck, you took the opportunity to try to run. You didn't try to run. Oh my God. Oh, then enlighten me, sweetheart. What are you doing lying down there, broken and bleeding? You're looking up at me with those lovely, consuming eyes of yours, instead of straight into mine. Hmm? Tell me. Baby. Shh. Enough. Enough of the lies. I've made excuses for you in the past. I thought you were worried. Scared. I thought you were afraid of how strong our love was for each other. Afraid for us. And how close we were becoming. How people would be jealous of our love and try to destroy it. And all the things I did. They were for us. To make us stronger. Together. But we've been here alone. Totally alone. Just you and I. And this time, well, there is no excuse to give you, is there, sweetheart? Oh, my love. Please don't cry.
Don't cry.
I'm giving you what you thought you wanted now. A chance to figure out things alone, to fend for yourself, to be without me. Aren't you enjoying it? Aren't you having the time of your fucking life without me? Baby, please tell me. Tell me, sweetheart, what is it like not being able to count on me to take care of you, to be there for you in your time of need? You're bleeding out. Wow. If that's the case, then you'll die without me, won't you? Because nobody knows you're here. Nobody even knows we're alive. Maybe I should let you fade away then. That's what you wanted, isn't it? To be without me. Surely it shows my love and devotion for you by giving you that freedom from me that you so desperately wanted, that you so desired. To give you your space. Oh, what's that, my love? Now you don't want to be without me.
Do you have any idea how much you've destroyed me by giving up on us?
like this. How much you've put me through. By throwing us away. By trying to escape instead of waiting for me on the bed up there. Like you should have done all those months ago. Your redemption. You threw it away like trash. You haven't learned anything from the night at the motel, or you wouldn't be down there in that fucking hole alone. And dying without me. Now would you, baby? Would you?
Answer me.
That's right. That's right, baby. You wouldn't. I'm not sure I can help you any longer now, sweetheart. Because you refuse to accept our love that we have. That we share.
Together.
You're so insistent on there not being an us. Why should I let it continue like this when you've let us suffer like this over and over again, time after time? I never wanted it to be like this. But you've led us back here again, haven't you? Somewhere I never wanted to be again. So, it must be something you want then, for us to be
apart.
And the only way that can happen is for you to stay down there,
alone,
forever, without me. Even if it hurts, even if it kills me.
Even if it kills you.
Wakey, wakey, my love. I guess you must have passed out from the pain of your fall.
Your broken bones, your bruised body, the blood loss. It must be so much for your body to endure without any help from me. I'd love more than anything to take care of you, to be there for you in your time of need. But that's something that only soulmates do. Something that only people who love one another do. You see, I love you more than anything, baby. I do anything for you. But I haven't forgotten your desire for us to be
apart.
Still, I just couldn't leave without looking into your magnificent eyes at least one last time. They're stunning. Marvelous. And you know, you can't shy away from my gaze anymore, my love. Not today.
Not right now.
You can feel it too, right? The power I hold over your very
life.
Right now, can't you? Both of my thighs gently squeezing your neck between the two of them, and then slowly letting go. They're holding you hostage so that I can talk with you. You're trapped now. A prisoner to a place that used to be safe for you. A place you used to lie between while we made love. Shh, 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 shh. Don't speak, sweetheart.
I said don't speak.
You love me. Baby. Oh, sorry. Did I squeeze my thighs around your neck too tight? Oh, listen, I'm not here to talk about love anymore. Not now. I'm here to fulfill my own desires for once. My own needs. You keep taking and taking from me when all I've ever done is to try to do what's best for you. To give you what was necessary for you. To do what was necessary to protect you. all of that was done out of love. But now I'm going to use you like you've used me. I'm going to take everything from you. And maybe, just maybe, when you're finally lying here all alone, you'll realize how much I meant to you after all. How much we truly do love each other. How connected we are to each other.
Forever.
But you're not ready to admit that yet, are you, my love? So it's time for you to be pushed face first into your final escape room challenge. It's simple, really, baby. I'm going to smother you with my pussy. I'm going to drown you in it. Drown you in her. You're still really weak right now, and you can barely move. But that's okay. This makes it that much more fun. I wonder, sweetheart, do you think you can survive your final challenge? Can you stay alive? Oh, don't worry, baby. Even though you tried to run again, I'll still encourage you all the way through. Because I love you. Now take a deep breath. Keep in mind, baby, you only get one. Now, inhale. You're gonna need it. And here we go. Oh, fuck, baby. Oh, my God. Oh, I can feel your warm breath. Oh, it's so hot. Oh, my pussy. So fucking good with you moving your mouth. Oh, pushing your tongue out like that. Oh, yes, my love. But you know, you really shouldn't be struggling that much. You're letting out all your air so fast. That feels fucking incredible, baby. I didn't realize how much fun it would be to feel you wiggling and struggling beneath me like this. How does it feel for me to ride your face like this, baby? Surely you find it enjoyable. Just as much as I do. Are you almost out of air, my love? Not yet? But so fucking close, aren't you? Just like me. Fuck, baby. Oh,
I love you, baby. Don't ever forget.